This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Esther Rakusin. Construction is taking place today at the Mulholland Wildfire Preserve in the city of Ithaca. The work may lead to traffic and delays on Giles Street. Crews from the Bolton Point Water System are at the site excavating south of the parking area at the preserve. Steve Riddle is the general manager of Bolton Point. He says that the project is to install a second water transmission main for the water system. 14850 magazine reports that today's construction precedes a three-week project beginning next Monday. The project originally started earlier this year, but contractors had difficulty digging under Six Mile Creek and had to reconfigure their plans. The new plans then needed to be approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Army Corps of Engineers. New COVID cases rose 66% in New York State over the last week, state and national records show. The number of new cases was 3,970, amounting to a 1.1% positivity rate. The state's overall positivity rate had fallen to lower than 0.4% in mid-June. New York is one of 47 states in the country reporting higher case counts in the week ending Sunday. It ranked 33rd among the states where coronavirus is spreading the fastest on a per-person basis, according to a USA Today analysis. Currently, the state has 2.9% of the country's active cases. The Ithaca Journal reports that the Delta variant of the virus was detected in about 238 cases across the state as of Wednesday, up from 172 cases detected by June 28th. Governor Cuomo commented yesterday on the new COVID cases. He continued to urge New Yorkers to get vaccinated. Currently, more than 70% of state residents over the age of 18 have received at least one dose. A coalition of 20 state attorney generals are calling on federal regulators to improve child car seat safety standards. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is a co-leader of the group. The AG sent a letter today to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. They are asking for an upgrade to side impact testing standards for child car seats. The coalition says that the federal agency has delayed mandating stronger standards for 20 years. The coalition further requests that the NHTSA mandate that child car seat labels include guidance saying that every child should remain in his or her current car seat until exceeding its height or weight maximum. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the upper 60s. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Tomorrow, Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms continue with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, more rain, tapering off later on in the night with lows in the mid-60s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.